All right, it's time to connect the dots. You know, aliens know, bees know, hear that music, it's time to connect the dots. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is BBS Radio. This is your host, Tom Edison. If you weren't dancing to that spacey music when it came on, what's your problem? Anyhow, hey, I dance to it sometimes myself. I can just envision, assuming space creatures dance when they hear that music. They're out there dancing, bodies moving to and fro, dooley bobbies waving off their heads. Hey, well, you know, that's a product that needs to come out again, dooley bobbies. In fact, you know, it'll take away from the monotony of seeing everyone with a mask. See somebody who wore dooley bobbies on, like, hey, you know, take my eye focus off your mask and I'll look at your dooley bobbies. Hey, this is like the last weekend of August, and it's part of the last week of August, we could say. And I just wanted to mention that August is a very special month. Many great things have happened in August. And particularly with that famous group called the Beatles. Yeah, people, everybody knows about it. Everybody's heard the name. The people who were young at the particular time it was happening, it was an extravaganza. It was part of Beatlemania when it was happening. These guys made a history. They made their own history. They put themselves in the record books in a million and one ways. And I just wanted to talk about them a little, basically because it's Beatle Week over in Liverpool. Yeah, that's right. All those famous places, the Cavern Cafe. It's Beatle Week. You know, even though they can't open it up and have a packed crowd as was back in the old days, everybody's missing out right now with this coronavirus bullshit. And the Casbah Cafe is reopening, for those who don't know it. The Casbah was a cafe on the ground floor of the original drummer of the Beatles, Pete Best. Yeah. It turns out his mother had won something, the odds 50 to 1 in a horse race, and became rich overnight. And she bought a big house over in Liverpool and decided to turn the ground floor into a coffee house. And that's where the Beatles started playing. And then when they got an invitation to play in Germany, originally the Beatles didn't have a drummer. So their contract called to play over in Germany that they had to have a drummer, basically. So they asked Pete, you know, whose mother's house they had been playing in downstairs in the coffee house there, to join the group as the drummer. And he did. And that's how he became the drummer of the Beatles. And eventually, as years went by, they decided Ringo would be better for the group, and fortunately they kicked him out. Hey, that's how life is played out sometimes, but whatever. Anyhow, that original cafe where the Beatles started playing reopened this week. Cavern Club is having a special video thing. The Beatles made the Cavern Club famous because when they came back from Germany, they just became super popular. And they became popular playing at the Cavern Club. And so many other great things happened in regards to the Beatles. Their two Shea Stadium concerts were given in the month of August in the U.S., 1965 and 1966. And their first concert, August 15th, It was a magical day because 4 years later in Woodstock, New York, that was the beginning of the Woodstock, famous Woodstock thing, August 15th. August, you know, also August, I think was, I don't know, 29th, maybe it was today, who knows. Was the last concert that the Beatles gave, official concert that the Beatles gave. In Candlestick Park in San Francisco was the end of their 1966 world tour, and that was their last concert as the Beatles, the band that played out and gave concerts. And so those are all the amazing, important things that happened in the month of, and like I said, it's Beatle Week. Also, the reopening of the Liverpool Beatles Museum on the famous Matthew Street, the same street that has the Cavern Club. All of this is going on in Liverpool right now. What else happened in August of the life of the Beatles? In August of 1964, after they gave their on their first American full-scale American tour, they did a concert at the famous Forest Hills Tennis Stadium in New York City. And after the concert, they met Bob Dylan, who has records. The story goes he turned them on to marijuana, which they were quite receptive to. And they became friends there. Also in August, I don't know what, I'm not sure what year it was, maybe 65? Or was it 60? Yeah, probably 65. They met the so-called king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. Of course, they had kind of taken over his position as being the king, but they met him at one of his big houses. So that was another event in August connected to the Beatles. Now, hey, this is Connect the Dots, and they started their tour in Germany, where the band became tight, playing together, the original Beatles, with Pete Best as the drummer, and Stewart was the bass player back then. Paul played guitar or piano back then. Hey, you're learning a lot about the Beatles maybe you didn't know. And that tour in Germany also started in August, I believe. But regardless of that, I'm leading up to something here. You know, the Beatles, it's hard to explain in words, but they created this thing called Beatlemania because they were so popular. I mean, it caused human beings to do things that they normally don't. There's plenty of stories out there of girls seeing the Beatles and actually fainting from being in their presence. In fact, I heard a story about some the Beatles made their first movie in 1964, and back then they still had the full size movie theaters where you walked in and the screen was gigantic, like, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 feet high. And when you appeared on the so-called silver screen, you were gigantic. And there's a story that this girl, when the movie came out, she walked in through the doors from the lobby into the where the movie had already started playing, and she saw her favorite Beatle there, and she fainted in the aisle within a matter of seconds. That's how powerful their presence was, that people would even faint just to see them on the screen. And the story goes as when they were the ones who started the first big concerts, they raised the bar and set the standard for what became outdoor concerts in ballparks and arenas, and they were the first one to really do the first big performance, and they did it at Shea Stadium in New York City on August 15th, 1965. And as the word of mouth goes for those who were there, that The event was so exciting, the air was sizzling like electricity. If you've ever been out to what's called high tension wires, those big, tall, metal structures where the big cables are hung from one tower to the next, those are called high tension wires. And if you ever happen to be out by them, especially if it's been raining, you'll hear the electric wires sizzling in the air. And that's how the story goes. The Beatles had generated so much excitement for that first Shea Stadium concert that the air was sizzling with electricity. And this is leading up to something. So their phenomenal effect on humanity took us beyond the normal senses of feelings and love, and they brought the love out in the people. This leads us to DNA. You know, the fact of the matter is, for years we've been told we have two strands of DNA, and when the scientists, or the wannabe scientists, discovered that we had other, actually, strands of DNA that weren't being used, they foolishly labeled those other strands junk DNA because they didn't know what they were there for, and they were obviously not working. And, of course, many of us have heard in school that the scientists, so-called scientists, have told us that we only use 5% of our brain, and they don't know why the rest of it's there. Well, now that all the truth has been revealed to us about this, well, you might be first hearing it tonight, that the DNA, those that we have 12 strands of DNA, two of the strands are active all the time, and it's been like that for 500,000 years. But before 500,000 years ago, we had all 12 strand DNA activated, and we were in touch with the universe. You see, every one of your DNA strands connects with one of your chakras, your real the blueprint for who you really are, which exists in a higher dimension, faster vibrating dimension, which defines the parameters of what you are in this dimension. So, but we've been disconnected from these other 10 strands of DNA. And so the point I'm making here is that when the Beatles had created Beatlemania, they had obviously, without even trying, magically opened up some of our other DNA to the point of like we were interacting on a higher level of consciousness in their presence. They had that magical ability to do that without even trying. And that's something to consider, that the DNA can be reactivated. Now, the information out right now is that since 2015, the higher evolved beings, the beings that are vibrating faster than us in the other faster vibrating dimensions of reality, are working on our DNA while we sleep. They started in 2015 to activate every human being's DNA, to reconnect it, the dormant DNA strands, because once we finally get all of our strands reconnected and functioning functioning properly, that will be the ascension of us as a human race. So this is something we want to happen. Plus, we'll have access to all knowledge. You know, when you connect the dots here, you know, there's something known as the Akashic Record. And the said that all the information is in the Akashic Record. Well, we've now even know more in relation to that. And it's all connected with the DNA strands. See, the other DNA strands, we can live a life with just two DNA strands. We're all living that life now, functional. But the other DNA strands connect us to the Akashic Record, and they connect us to us to all the other information out there in the universe that we need the other DNA strands working to access that. We've been deprived of that because we're living on a prison planet. Yeah. And when you understand also that our bone structure is where a lot of information is also contained, all the information we need to know about ourselves, our personal record, where we actually came from before we came to Earth. And, you know, your mother and your father, they gave you the genetics for your physical body, but your consciousness, you know, it existed before you came to Earth, you know. I had heard for decades, I've been hearing that we choose our parents. Now I finally understand that, how that could be possible. And you will, too, once you gain enough knowledge to be able to perceive that as a reality. The reason we have, most of us can't sense that is because our DNA has been turned off, or we would essentially know where we came from originally, and we'd be in contact with our higher self. You know, this is just like a trip. You know, it's like we signed up for the program. Yeah, I want to experience a human body on planet Earth, and that's what we're doing now if we're here. Of course, those of us that are alive at this point in time, it's been said that we're on a mission. We're here to help the rest of us evolve, that those who can't do it on their own, by one, spreading the information, by two, putting the good vibrations out there. And all of these things are connected, you see. So that's how the Beatles, were unknowingly activating some of our DNA that had been dormant. And that phenomenon was taking place as long as Beatlemania was taking place, which was probably 64, 65, and maybe 66. And that's it. Once they stopped touring, I think Beatlemania kind of ended. I mean, their popularity with musically continued, but the phenomena of Beatlemania was basically those years. It might have started in 63 over in Europe and England, because they were famous over there already before they became here. Hey, you know, in case nobody told you, this is a call-in radio show. And if you got a Beatles story, hey, call up and talk about it. Number is 888-627-6008. Or if you got some important information about our 12 strands of DNA, yeah, we all like to hear a little more about that, too. But there's nothing to worry about. Like I said, you know, understand that your DNA is being worked on while you sleep. You know, what would we do without the help of others? We'd be up the creek without a paddle in many cases. And that's it, you know. So it's important to get a lot of sleep for that reason alone. It gives more opportunity for our brothers and sisters who are operating on us from the higher dimensions, higher meaning faster vibrating dimensions. I talked about this last week, you know. At least nine of the basic 12 dimensions can exist in the same time and space here on Earth. And I think if you go beyond the ninth dimension, you have to lose your physical reality. You can't be in a body anymore. You have to be pure spirit, something like that. But anyhow, hey, nine dimensions in one, all sharing the same space, well, it's not that impossible. When you understand the basic of what we call solid matter, it's not solid at all, you know? And, I mean, the measurements of the electron orbiting the nucleus of an atom, there's so much space between there. You know, one molecule, you know, it's 99% space and 1% physical substance. So there's plenty of room for other dimensions to be existing in between that, all that extra space there. And then, boy, if you're listening to it, you're getting an education. Then there's something called force or harmonics. Yeah, there's been plenty of stories where pushing the pencil through a block of lead. There was a movie about that called The 4D Man. But the science fiction movie. But it's known for a fact, and the testimonies of what happened in the original Philadelphia experiment where the people, once the energy got too strong, people were sinking into the bulkhead, still alive, but they were, you know, metal going right through them, but they were still alive. Sounds like a horrific situation. It probably was for those people there, but when the energy is strong enough with forced harmonics, you can push one solid object through another. That's a fact. You know, I, look it up for yourself, you know. But the information is out there, and there's, I've heard plenty of people talk about it that have this advanced science knowledge to be talking about that. And that be so. So how are our cardboard fans doing at the fake baseball games? Are they wearing masks yet? I don't know. I don't watch fake baseball. And I don't bother looking at cardboard fans. I saw it once on the news. Very amusing. What can I say? It speaks for itself. I know I mentioned this last week, but I'll mention it again, since I'm still talking about DNA. Believe it, you know. You can talk to your DNA. That's it. You know you have DNA. And if you listen to the show, you know you have 12 strands of DNA now. And 10 of them are probably not active. You know, maybe a few of you listening have one or two more active, but you can help activate your DNA by speaking it to. Remember, your mind, it's a tool. You're the authority of your mind. Don't let the boob tube, the TV, the line in mainstream media, the fake news people, take control of your brain and tell you what to think. You need to gain control of your mind if you don't have it already, and take control of your mind and use it as a tool. Use your mind to instruct your body what to do. Yeah, your body is like, it's like a craft, you know? Think of your body as a spacecraft. You want to ascend out of this world into the higher dimensions. Well, before you take off and sail out into the universe, you have to have a functioning spacecraft to do that. And a two-strand activated spacecraft is not enough to get you off this world, outside of dying. And then it's all taken care of after that. Next thing you know, you wake up, and you're being, you know, angels are telling you about what you accomplished or didn't accomplish in your life. You know, it's a quick review of that, and then you make some choices about where you want to go from there. But at least after you died and wake up, you find out who you really are. Because if you're only running on two strands of DNA, it's like a car. You know, it's like a car with a big, gigantic V12 motor in it, you know? That means 12 cylinders. And you're only running on two cylinders. Well, that thing is going to be putting along, and there isn't going to be much power in it. We are all much more powerful beings when we're running on all cylinders, when we're, all of our DNA is activated. And our minds are very powerful tools that we can use to, and even use our thoughts to orchestrate matter. You know, there's an old saying, all energy follows thought. Well, speaking is kind of like thoughts too, but you just have to think, really, and you can make something happen once you've gained, once you're fully operational. And like I said, if you think of your body as a spacecraft and you want to get off this world and you want to go out in the rest of the universe, you need to have your 12 DNA working, or at least, you know, more than two, that's for sure. And that's your personal responsibility, but we are getting help when we sleep. So again, let me remind everybody, get plenty of sleep. You're not wasting your life away, especially not at this point in time, no siree. You're allowing those who want to help you more. But you can direct your energy just where you want them to go. And that'll bring us back to music. You know, there's music has been like the, for the last, let's say after World War II on, music became the philosophers of the age. The songs were giving us philosophy, you know. We didn't need prophets walking around because the music was like our prophets. Things were being said in songs and also in movies, too, right after World War II, that were giving us information about the other realities, the hidden realities, and giving us philosophy. What's your religion? Music. That's my religion. And the songs were like prophecy. They were like scripture being given to us in musical form. The Beatles. I mean, they had so many great ideas put forth in their music. They were like the prophets of the day back in the 60s. But they weren't alone. There was other people that were prophesizing great bits of information like Bob Dylan. But it had been started earlier than that. Let me say, if you go study the songs from the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and even into the 80s, philosophical messages were showing up in the music and musical form, and they were showing up in the movies too. Now, forget it. Music nowadays, there's not too much philosophical going on because it's too corporate controlled. Everything has been stagnated with the artificial drum machine, and they've invented forms of music that are non-spiritual. They're discordant. They dull the mind. And basically, it's out there for mind control because there's the mind control fanatics are still here on our planet. But anyhow, let me give you an example of some great things put forth in music that talk about things that even the scientists sometimes can explain. Let me see. I'll give you a perfect one. We've all heard of Madonna. We know about her, yeah. You know, made herself real famous by, you know, exploiting her sexuality, her ability to project sex. And not everybody can project sex, but she became very good at it, and that's how she became so famous. But she, you know, she had the ability to project other things, and she had some great songwriters, too, who were writing songs for her. One of the particular songs that I want to talk about, it was a song called Crazy for You. Yeah, Madonna didn't really write her own songs, but, you know, she had some good songwriters. And in that particular song, she makes the statement, and she sings it believable with her fantastic projecting abilities as a singer and a performer. She sings the words, "Can't you feel the weight of my stare?" And yeah, that's a phenomena that we know as human beings. Some of us know how to project that, and some of us have felt it from others. And that's an example of how your mind can be used to project energy by just thinking. You know, and there's plenty of great lines and so many great songs out there. And hey, the Beatles, probably the best line of all. All you need is love. Love is all you need. And we're finding out now in 2020 that love is the most powerful force in the universe. And it's love that's going to dissipate all the darkness off our world. And we can help that by participating, by projecting our love into the universe, by acts of kindness during the day. You know, the evil government has taken away our ability to smile at people because they've insistently forced people to wear masks. And of course, that's all about control, and it's all about disconnecting us because the rulers of the world, they are afraid of us. They are afraid because they know they're losing control of the masses in large numbers like never before. And that's one of the reasons they came up with this little scam about talking people into wearing masks. You know, I mean, we've debunked already, in case you're not paying attention. If you only listen to mainstream media, well, you probably, maybe you haven't caught on the debunked. Yeah, the people, we the people ourselves have done our own research, and we have found out that they have been lying to all this stuff about the masks from the beginning. You know, they won't protect you because they're not the COVID virus is only one micron thickness. Yeah, you know, this is just plain, obviously, common sense science, and the masks usually only prohibit things up to 3 microns in size. So, if you have a virus that's only 1 micron in size, and the gap between the threads on your mask is 3 microns, well, there's plenty of room for that 1 micron to seep in between 3 microns. This is just common sense. So your masks are basically bullshit. Sure, they might come in handy if somebody is really infected and has a big sneeze. It might stop his sneeze from going, like that stupid picture they keep showing you on the TV. That was probably done with a squirt gun. And we didn't see how they really did that. They didn't have a picture of a real person sneezing. They had a picture of a side view of something being sprayed out and telling you that's somebody's sneeze. Yeah. Please. They lie all the time. I mean, I have to laugh sometimes that, you know, they try to con you, they lie to you without even thinking. And, of course, they got the perfect lying scheme now. You know, the guy does the news. They're all teleprompter readers. These people aren't saying, getting a chance to ad-lib. And no doubt why. Because when they do, they usually bungle the conversation, so the world controllers don't want any newscasters bungling or going AWOL on them while on the air. So your job as a newscaster, smile and read off the teleprompter, but try not to make it look so obvious. Of course, half of them can't help but make it look obvious. And so it's a perfect lying scheme. The guy who's hired to read off the teleprompter, your newscaster, he doesn't know if the stuff's true or not. All he knows is he's being paid big money to read what's ever up there on the teleprompter. And that's how you get your news nowadays. Whether it's true or not, it's read to you as if it's true. And, of course, they keep lying about this. I can't believe they keep all the politicians. They're all in, yeah, they're all in with the pharmaceutical companies and the vaccine companies because not only is it a totalitarian world control thing, it's about making money, too, you know. They all want their kickback money. That's why all the politicians are wearing masks now. And they all telling you the most important thing is to wear a mask. They all tell you the most important thing is testing. Yeah, testing because the tests have been proved to be worthless pretty much. You know, if you have a test that can identify somebody having COVID just because you picked up antibodies that are your body uses to fight off a cold. So in other words, anybody who is exposed to a common cold, you're going to label him COVID positive and make his life miserable. You know, and it's all a big hype scare. And as hard as they tried to pull the sham off, we the people have done our own research, talked to real scientists, and we found that the whole thing is a big bag of lies. Plus, how can you trust people like Dr. Fauci when he holds the patent for the COVID-19 virus? Huh? I mean, why does he hold a patent for a virus, you know? I mean, and because he was the one who took the 120 receptors of an HIV virus, you know, the more receptors that little dooley bobbies hanging off the virus that where it can stick onto you in your body, the more chance it makes it harder to get rid of. So he took the regular coronavirus, which has 5 or 6, something like that, and he added the 120 from the HIV virus to make it hard to get rid of, and then he filed the patent for it. So why would you believe somebody like that, that wants to get you sick, you know? And he's in partners with Gates. You know, Gates holds the original patent for coronavirus. What? Here, two guys, and they're promoting vaccines, of course. That's the whole point. Let's give the public something that'll stick in their body. It's hard to get rid of. And then we'll scare tack them with fake numbers and fake tests to extort this thing out of proportions. We'll call it a pandemic when it's not a pandemic by definition. And we'll all scare them in that they have to get a vaccine. You know, and now they're even talking, well, one vaccine might be enough. So you see, I mean, the story keeps changing week after week. They want to give you vaccines for the rest of your life. And it's probably, this probably connects back to the Nazis, you know. We want to eliminate all the inferior races. So in other words, if you can't stand up to vaccine after vaccine after vaccine, and you die off in the vaccines, that's it. We got rid of you because you're not of pure Aryan blood. And we want to get rid of all the inferior beings, only the ones that can withstand as many vaccines as we give out, you know. And your body is, well, vaccines are poison, basically. And I told you last week, but I'll tell you again, because if you're listening to my voice, I rest assured your government, locally or nationally, is going to be knocking on your door and trying to force you, or by giving creating laws to try to force you, or scare you into believing you have to get a vaccine, you know, or trick you into believing you have to get a vaccine. And they're coming up with these laws now. There's no exemptions, no exemptions. Well, there's always one exemption, and it's your own personal health exemption. And this is what you've got to say, you know. If you got a pencil and paper, you should write this down or listen to the show on podcast next week or something and write it down. You know, some jerk comes up to me and tells me I have to have a vaccination. First thing I'm going to tell him is I have a medical exemption. And he'll say, well, where's your doctor's receipt to prove that? And I'll tell him, listen, I'm the authority on my body. I don't need a doctor's receipt. In fact, I am the doctor for my body. I am my own home physician. And here's my medical exemption. My body has life-threatening exhibits. My body exhibits life-threatening vibrations when poison is injected into my bloodstream. And vaccines are poisons. You know, take the time to find out what the ingredients, you know. Yes, your doctor, he probably doesn't even know what the hell's in it, but insist upon an answer. But there's plenty of, you just have to go on the internet. The information is out there. All kinds of bad things, you know. Formaldehyde, for embalming bodies, right? They put aluminum in it, most toxic substance for your brain. That's why people have dementia, you know, because they went and got vaccines during their life. It's not old age senility. It's the jerks who stupidly listened to their doctors and got vaccines. Of course, it was forced upon many of us in school when we were growing up, and they're still trying to force it on kids, you know? If you have a healthy child, I mean, if your child isn't healthy, don't let them get a vaccine because it's only going to make them more unhealthy, and it might kill them even. Because if you have a weakened system already and get a vaccine, you're liable to die. Because that's what they're injecting into you, poisons. You know? Just those two alone, formaldehyde and aluminum. And, of course, they put mercury in these things, too. Just about all of them have mercury. It's another very extremely toxic thing for your brain. Well, that's it. They don't want you to think about beyond it with your brain except to follow orders. You know? That's what you're good for, to the elite who want to rule this world. And they're in partner with the bad extraterrestrials. In fact, this whole scam about our DNA being shut off was started by bad extraterrestrials that came to our world around 500,000 years ago. They're the ones who set up the, besides altering our DNA and doing all other bad things to us, they set up what could be called a frequency fence or frequency fences around the whole planet. Yeah, these were space travelers. They know how to go up into space and do things like that. And it's to set up a frequency fence, you do it. All you have to know is how to broadcast frequencies. It's not something you actually can see, but if you have detection meters, you can know it's there. And so this giant fence over the years, it's been set up, a frequency fence. And what the frequency fence did was blocked our what was once active DNA from working, you know, because the signal couldn't get through the frequency fence. So we lost our communication with the rest of the universe as human beings. And eventually, this went on for time and time and time. Eventually, in human beings, 10 of our 12 DNA strands shut down because they weren't making a connection, so they just shut themselves off. It's kind of like your computer screen or something. If you leave an image on for a certain amount of time, or you've been on a, you know, LCD video screen or a plasma screen, they've been, the same image stays up there for a certain time. You'll have that thing going across the screen, blacks out. It shuts itself off, you know? And that's essentially the same thing, you know? There was a stagnation that wasn't getting through out into the universe, and our DNA just eventually shut itself down because it couldn't be practically used. And that's how it's been on Earth for close to a half a million years. Well, it's changing now. Our brothers and sisters out there in the faster vibrating domains of reality, you know, I believe that makes a lot more sense than just saying dimensions. The faster domains of reality, the faster vibrating zones of reality that are separated by geometry focused through individual points that form special geometric patterns. That's right. And we call them veils of light also, but they are separated, but they can be penetrated. You know, if you have the right knowledge how to do it, you can connect with all those dimensions. And part of the connection process involves your DNA to be activated. Man, are you people, if you're listening to my voice, you are learning stuff tonight. So the frequency fence around planet Earth is being slowly dismantled by our brothers and sisters who are here to help us evolve and help the whole universe ascend into a faster vibrating plan of reality. And it'll be here. And once any one of us that gets all 12 DNA activated will understand what the real truth of everything is at that point. Once the frequency fence is taken down, we'll be able to do whatever we want. We can stay on Earth and, you know, enjoy the pleasure of the fifth dimensional Earth, the faster vibrating Earth, which will be void of all darkness and evil. Or we can move on to some other part of the universe by our own choice. And once your 12 DNA are activated, you'll understand you have the power to do that just with your will, your willpower. You just think, I want to do something else. And you won't even have to make it so. It will be made so as fast as you can think it. And especially if you focus on that thought. And for those of you that you heard of that thing called prayer, well, see, all this connects, you know. That's why the show is called Connect the Dots. That's what prayer basically is. You're intentionally focusing your thoughts out there. And, you know, they're received by the universe and things are set in motion. And prayers do get answered. And the prayer has been one of the few things that that people could rely on with this big frequency net around the Earth for so long. Because even though there was a frequency net around the Earth and your 10 of your 12 DNA couldn't get by the frequency net, inside your mind is the portion of your personality that was given to you by God or the Heavenly Father himself. And yes, that is your personality. That's your God-given gift, you know. That's how God knows how whatever everybody is doing all the time. He's a very tolerant individual. He's inside your mind all the time. And so that's why when you pray, he hears your prayers and he passes it along throughout the universe to the appropriate other creations of his that can help you out in answering your prayer. And it's funny jokes about that too, about people asking God for help. And I don't have maybe I will tell one right now just to change the tone for a second. But so you're always in contact with God, whether you know it or not. And he knows you're not going to die, even though you've been brainwashed by crazy people in this world, the controlling factors to believe that you're going to die. Yeah, your physical body will die, but you're not your body. You are the consciousness that's in control of your mind until you give it over to the government. They want to control your mind, and they're very good at doing that. They're controlling your mind now. Look at all the dummies they've got wearing face masks that they can't even protect you. It's crazy. It's really. And with a 99% recovery rate, over 99% recovery rate, why do we even need masks for it? We can just count on everybody's going to recover. Just take off the mask and just forget about this whole sham. I mean, that's how easy the whole thing can get solved. As far as the specific coronavirus, yeah, they made it difficult to get hooked into your body and that it can cause problems with weak immune systems. Meanwhile, they don't tell you one thing about boosting your immune system, and they tell you to do things that are going to weaken your immune system. I've told you before, if you listen to my show, your life force is your breath, that's half your life force. Well, they're taking away your breath by conning you into wear this mask, you know. That's weakening your immune system. That's half your life force being stifled. You know, put two and two together here, you know, and figure it out. So, yeah, so here's a little joke. I got time to do this unless somebody calls in. Hey, the number here is 888-627-6008. Well, anyhow, what did you say? 888-627-6008. Anyhow, here's a little God joke, as the saying goes. There's this guy, there's this guy who's living in one of these areas where flooding, you know, plenty of people living in these areas now with the big tidal waves are in fashion and big storms are churning up the water, rivers are overflowing, and people are in flood zones. They're hopping it covered with water. So this guy was in one of those flood zones, and the authorities come by saying, evacuate, evacuate, evacuate. And the guy sticks his head out the window. I don't need to evacuate. God's going to save me, you know. He was a believer in God, which is a good thing to believe in. So flood waters keep rising. He's still in his house. Like, you know, it's gone through the bottom of the door already. But he's still... he go up to his second floor, and he feels everything's fine. So now it's last call, kind of like from the rescue people. They're coming by in rowboats to call me out. Come on, get out. This is the last chance to evacuate. Guy sticks his head out the second floor window, and he goes, nah, I don't have to worry about anything. God will protect me. Okay. So flood waters keep rising. Now he's up on the top of his roof, you know, and he only has like a small amount of area that the flood water hasn't gotten to yet. So, and he lives close to the ocean too, so It's not too many on a flat plane. There's not too many places to go if the flood river goes over the top of his house. So, lo and behold, the helicopter comes by, and they call out in the microphone. They drop the ladder to him, and they say, "Come on, climb up the ladder. We'll take you to dry land." And the same guy says, "No, I'm not worried. God's going to save me." So, lo and behold, the floodwaters and helicopter leaves. The floodwaters get high, and too high, and the guy can't handle it. He drowns. So, next thing you know, he wakes up in heaven, and first thing on his mind is like, "Oh, my God, how could God let me down and let me drown? I trusted in him to save me." And so he finally gets to talk to God, which it doesn't work like this, but for the joke it does. And he goes, "Why did you let me down, you know? I was out there professing that you were going to save me." And God says to him, he says, "I tried to save you three times. I sent you the police to tell you to evacuate. I sent you the guy in the rowboat. I told you to get out. I sent you the guy in the helicopter." So that's a God joke. Anyhow, a little intelligence goes a long way. As I started this show, let me go back to the beginning here. The Beatles, yeah. The Beatles changed the world with magic. They created Beatlemania not by desiring to create it. It was happening. It just happened spontaneously. It was a collective consciousness of humanity that just took hold, and it probably involved the activation of other some of the DNA that had been dormant. Fortunately, it didn't only last it for a couple of years, and then I guess everybody was back to 2-3 DNA, like some of us are still on. But anyhow, if you want to get just a glimpse of that phenomena that was happening, I have two DVDs, YouTubes out there, music video YouTubes. I've got a total of 19 now, but the recent one, I put out one. If you go to YouTube.com and click on the music button and then key in the words "New Green Cafe." Yeah, it's only 1 minute and 22 seconds long, but in that short amount of time, I kind of highlight what's going on in Liverpool now with the museum opening up, reopening up, and the Casbah, where the Beatles started playing at before they became famous, opening up, and has a picture of the park, Sefton Park, where famous Paul McCartney watched rock and roll pioneer Charlie Gracie perform back in 1957. And they got a picture of Charlie Gracie in this video, too, in case you don't know about him. And that goes real back. I mean, he's one of the guys, unfortunately, got cheated out of a lot by the record companies. You know why? Because he asked, why aren't you paying me my royalties? Because he asked for that, they blackballed him after only one hit record, you know. He had a 3 million hit record in 1957, and he was one of the first people to go on tour in England. So that's your rock and roll history there. But it has some shots of the Beatles, what the Beatles performance looked like at Shea Stadium in 65, and pictures of the girls crying their hearts out. That was Beatlemania. And so if you want to see a visual record of all I just said, well, hey, go to YouTube.com and key in the words "New Green Cafe." Of course, you got to hit the music. There gave you four choices. You got to hit the music choice, at least to get to my DVDs. My music videos. And then my other music video from 4 months ago or something like that. It's called "Thank You, Beatles and Fans," and that's how what you got to write in: "Thank You, Beatles and Fans." And then YouTube will take you to that. It's about a 2 minute music video, and you'll see I've done my best to capture the more of the Beatlemania phenomena how it was causing girls to cry and get excitement beyond belief. And it shows what a good time the Beatles were having doing it, part of the magic itself. So those two things, and you'll become more educated about the phenomenon Beatlemania. New Green Cafe, and thank you, Beatles and fans. Right now, available for free to watch on YouTube.com. And, of course, when I come to the end of the show, those songs you hear the lead guitar part at the end of the song, Are You the Party in Kind, that's on YouTube also. In fact, that song, if you can just Google the name and it pops up, because it's an unusual title. Are You the Party in P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N, Kind. Are You the Party in Kind? You can just, on the Google search bar, and you don't even have to go to YouTube, it'll pop up and you'll see the video there. And then, of course, the final song is the end of my show, I Gotta Be Somebody. It's my anthem, it could be your anthem too. It's a music video that tells a story. The pictures try to go with the words. I do all my music videos myself. That's it. What can I say? I like the way I present myself better than other people do. I could have had a contract with Atlantic Records back in the last century, and the guy was such a jerk that I had an interview with. I just walked out of there and says, I didn't say anything. I just kept it to myself, but I thought, I don't need this bullshit. This is what the guy thinks that he's going to do with me, So screw it, So I missed out on being a rock and roll star, but I had musical recordings already. I had them on jukeboxes back in the last century, back when they still had jukeboxes. try to find a jukebox nowadays. It's a rough deal. First of all, there are no indoor places to play jukeboxes anymore. So much for that. Well, anyhow, call for the Violet Flame. The Violet Flame is a cold, not it's not a hot flame that's going to burn you. It's a soothing flame of violet light. You can call for it, like I was telling you. Your mind is a powerful tool. Call for it. Speak to your DNA. Use your mind, and expand your mind. Why the government is so against, all governments are so against people using substances. They refer to them as psychedelic substances, because these substances do connect, open up some of your DNA while you're on the substance. It doesn't open them up permanently, but now I think we have an understanding why it doesn't open them up permanently. As long as we still have that frequency net around the earth, it's easy for your whatever you opened up to shut down again. But that's why people do psychedelic substances. It's not about getting high. It's about spiritually connecting with the bigger reality and appreciating all that's around you. It's so amazing when you can just sit back and look, wow, this is amazing. And it's too late now to talk about it, but maybe if anybody listening, talk to your friends during the week. Can anybody call into my show and explain to me what the sparkling red dots are in the sky at night? But you can't see them unless you learn how to expand your vision, because they're visible in a frequency range beyond normal sight. But perhaps you know someone who has learned how to expand their vision, and they've seen these sparkling red lights. They're kind of dispersed out there like the stars, kind of. Not as many as the stars, but they're out there. And they're invisible, basically, to just regular sight. But it's a good question to start asking people. to this day, I haven't found one. I know I'm not the only one that can see these things. Person that can explain what they are. I mean, I can guess what they are, but I'd like someone to at least attempt to explain it to me that has also seen it. Okay, listen, hey, some project to work on. Don't forget to talk to your DNA, and don't forget to watch those videos that I've done my best to capture a little bit of Beatlemania, what it was, when it was happening. The coming to the countdown and the end of the show. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.